is the executive director of Northfield Shares, Mike Krantz. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully your weekend went well.
It did, and I hope yours went well as well.
Came and went. They're coming by. You know, we got spring tomorrow, so I just can't wait till those spring weekends. Maybe I'll be able to get out in the yard. Terry will be able to as well.
I'm right there with you.
All right, let's talk about Northfield Shares. We had you on a couple of months ago. It's been a little while now, but I want to kind of catch up. You've recently had an event. Your grant season is kind of in season now, I guess. I don't know if that would be the right term for it, but tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, it really started last fall. We mm-hmm. call it the 2017-2018 grant cycle. Our hardworking grants committee makes their decisions in the fall for distribution in the next year. And, you know, we had 29 different grant applications that came in requesting over nearly $165,000 in funding. That's great. The unfortunate part of that is we only had funds for $62,300. So there's a lot of work to be done out there. We offered 13 grants to 12 different organizations, and everyone from Health Finders to Greenville Park Community School, some different programs. Torch, they received our largest grant, a $15,000 collaborative leadership grant for their Northfield Community College. You know, the effort they put together with Riverland Community College to offer some. They can offer classes if they have enough kids signed up. One of the things that they had found in the past that kids in the Torch program, while they may have gotten a scholarship and acceptance letter to get into a college, the commute was the major issue. Mm-hmm. They continued to live in Northfield, and they started to fall through the cracks there. And by offering this community college initiative, they're able to keep kids more engaged, in terms of their education, and they're hoping to get a bunch of students getting their associate degrees here.
Yeah, that's soon. I really admire that they spotted the problem and are doing something about it. As you mentioned, falling through the cracks. So many times, problems that you wouldn't normally not even think of regarding education or whatever the problem may be happen, and they come and go, and all of a sudden, child doesn't get educated mm-hmm. like they could have been.
I think there's a lot of concerns right now in the nonprofit community of things falling through the cracks, just with obviously, first you've got the government, the new tax legislation at the end of last year. So there's a lot of nonprofits that are concerned that what's going to happen with the average donor out there. It'll shake out at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they're giving this year, they're going to stack their charitable giving and give, every 2 years, things like that. While on one side of the coin, a lot of people made donations to their favorite charity or through community foundations. They set up donor advised funds, things like that, at the end of last year to take full advantage of, that tax benefit. Now we're waiting to see how that's going to shake out and impact the nonprofits. But that's why we're so happy that we've got these generous people that have kind of seen into the future, and they've set up endowments so they can fund their favorite nonprofits, into perpetuity, or people that have set up donor advised funds. In fact, Bill and Cheryl Carlson were in just 2 weeks ago. A lot of people know them locally mm-hmm. here, and they set up the William and Charlotte Carlson Legacy Fund, their donor advised fund. Something that was interesting last year, in our 2017 grants, we gave out over $68,000 out of mm-hmm. our endowment funds, but that only tells a little bit of the philanthropic picture of what happened last year. We had over $231,000 in grants that came out of donor advised funds that people had set up where they get to choose their grants. So a lot of granting went out last year, and that's mm-hmm. going to continue to grow. In fact, we're $62,300 in endowed funds that went out this year, but also just so far this year, $25,000 in donor advised fund grants that have already been earmarked. So,
and let's talk about that and the mm-hmm. procedure. A lot of people may not be familiar with that. If you are a longtime Northfielder, and let's say you're associated with a particular nonprofit, charity, some type of cause, you can put into your will, or even before your will, you can donate to put the money with the Northfield Shares, mm-hmm. and they will earmark it for yeah, however much money that may make will go to the charity that you would prefer. Is that correct?
Yeah, and typically how an endowment is set up, you know, there's a, you know, our finance investment committee will determine an annual a spend rate on those, yeah, mm-hmm. and they adjust for inflation and everything. So, so the principal is never invaded on those permanent endowments. So it continues to grow, and the earnings out of that, you're able to fund some different grants. So people have different ways of doing that. You know, with endowments, they may have a designated fund that is going to support maybe a field of interest. Maybe they just want to do youth-related activities. Maybe they want something very specific. They want an endowment set up for the Northfield Arts Guild, something like that. Mm-hmm. Or they just want a named fund for their family, and it's going to be undesignated. That gives us the flexibility to use it for whatever grants that we think are most important currently. So that provides a lot of flexibility on those endowed funds. And then, like I mentioned, donor advised funds, where you can start those out for as little as, you know, $10,000. You can get that immediate tax benefit by giving the money Northfield shares, but then you can take your time. You as a family, you sit around the dinner table, and you can talk about what nonprofits you would like to focus on, and you can make those decisions as a family and do it on your own timeline. You don't have to be in a hurry to do it. You've already gotten the tax benefit, and then you can instruct Northfield Shares where you would like to make donations. And it doesn't necessarily have to just be Northfield. We have people locally that we're funding some nonprofits in different parts of the country as well. Mm-hmm. Doc.
And those decisions, can they be made on a yearly basis? Hey, this year, this has happened. We really think that maybe this charity would be the best recipient under the circumstances this year. Could it change next year?
The donor advised mm-hmm. funds give you that flexibility okay. that you can change your giving from year to year. I guess, you know, typically when you set up an endowment, a permanent endowment, you want to leave some flexibility in there. If it's you can mm-hmm. you can set it up for specifically benefiting an organization or a field of interest.
Okay,
that's not to say couldn't have some further discussions with the donor. You know, we want to make sure that they're happy as well.
All right, Mike Krantz is with us. He is the executive director of Northfield Shares. We're talking about the grants that they have given out, the granting process. Mike, what have we missed so far?
Big thing, news mm-hmm. For this next year, and Chris Essenson had announced that we had our annual meeting and grants showcase last Wednesday on the 14th, and where we put the spotlight on all of our nonprofit grant recipients this year. But she had mentioned that, this fall we'll be offering a $25,000 collaborative leadership grant. So we're looking for interesting ideas where organizations are collaborating on something new. And this is through a $25,000 grant through the Ames Fund of the Minneapolis Foundation.
Mm-hmm. All right. As far as the application process goes, when do you start that?
We start at September 1st.
Okay.
So we got plenty of time to start thinking about different things, especially that large collaborative leadership grant. And it's the application process is typically open about 6 weeks, so mid-October it closes. Then we start reviewing all the different applications, and usually sometime in mid to late November, the grants mm-hmm. committee gets together, and they go through all the applications, and they actually they get ranked on a rubric scale, mm-hmm. Using a variety of different factors to help score.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. Well, now's a good time then to start thinking about it, planting that seed, getting your ducks in a row, and maybe applying for that come the fall.
Definitely.
All right. Once again, Mike Krantz with us. Anything else, Mike?
No, I'll probably be in a few weeks here talking about National Volunteer Week.
Oh, yeah, not too far off. Yeah, boy, got to check that calendar because things are happening fast and furious. Mike, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Mike Krantz, Executive Director of Northfield Shares. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.